Anyway, as I was showing you the picture of Mommy in front of the hotel, and now here's a picture looking out of the bay, towards the bay, in Repulse Bay. And this is a very lovely place during the summer when it's very warm and there's people all over the beaches. Well, now we're on box number 3, and this is taken down at Aberdeen Fishing Village, and this is a pretty picture of a junk. And these are, again, smaller boats, not of a junk, but of a sandpan. And sandpan means three pieces of wood, and they say that that's because it's so simple to build a sandpan. All you need is three pieces of wood, two for the sides and one for the bottom. And they're very inexpensive to build, and these people actually live on this. This is actually their home. The next picture is a picture of some of the kids that came out to see us, again, trying to get us to take their picture and pay them some money. And notice how the little kids carry their little brothers and sisters right on their backs. This is easier than carrying them on their hip or in their arms. And this is the way they take care of them. They're probably babysitting while their mother and father are out fishing. This is another picture of the Aberdeen Fishing Village from up over a hill looking over it. And again, it was just so cloudy and so hazy, it was hard to take a good picture. Now this next picture is taken through the window of our hotel, looking out towards Hong Kong. And down in the foreground there, you can see a cricket club. This is the Hong Kong Cricket Club, and they're out there playing cricket. And you can't see it, but right underneath those, right in the right-hand corner is a swimming pool, which wasn't filled when we were there, and you can see all the big ships in the harbor. And it's a very pretty view from our hotel. This is another picture. In the background you can see Kowloon. This is where we would take the ferry to, and we have some pictures coming up in a few minutes of Kowloon. Now picture number 7 shows that big ship that we saw before, but now there's the junks all around it, and they're loaded down with all kinds of crates that they unloaded from this big ship, and that they're going to take to the various places in Hong Kong where this stuff is sold. And then later on they'll pick up more loads of crates and take them to the ship and load them on them so they can bring them back to the United States. And this picture number 8 is a funny picture because it shows some painters standing on top of a junk painting the side of a big ship. And this was taken with my telephoto lens. And number 9 shows just a close-up view of these junks that you can see all the cargo they have on them. You can see the booms coming out from the cargo ship, and these are the things that they use to haul the crates from one ship to the other. This next picture shows the low-cost housing that the government builds for poor people. And you see, they have no machines to dry their clothes in, so they have to hang their clothes all out on their porches. And this next picture is just a picture taken with my wide-angle lens, again, to show the play yard that these kids and their dogs and everybody play in, and again, all the clothes hanging out. And picture number 12 is much of the same thing, looking down a street showing many, many, many of these same housing projects. These are very small rooms. I think Mommy can tell you how big they are. I forget, but I think you have to have 5 people in your family to be able to live in one of these. This next picture, number 13, is taken from a hill overlooking the Hong Kong harbor. Actually, this harbor is called Victoria Harbor, and this shows a little better kind of housing. This is just another picture showing all of Kowloon in the foreground and Hong Kong in the background. A couple little kids playing on this ledge. This next picture was taken from the bus that we were in and shows a beautiful Chinese junk sailing up the Victoria Harbor. This is a next picture, number 16, is just another picture of the junk. I guess this was taken just a little closer as we got around the corner to it. And it was very, very pretty sailing up the harbor. And this is at another little fishing village. I forget the name of this one. But again, shows a lot of the sandpans in the foreground and the big junks in the background. And we sat there and ate a little snack, some cookies and a Pepsi-Cola. Here's another close-up picture of a little sandpan just anchored out in the harbor of this fishing village. And this next picture shows, again, the fishing village. And you notice they also have a little floating restaurant there that where you could eat lunch if you wanted to. And they serve Chinese food there. Picture number 20 just is a picture showing Mommy standing up on this ledge looking out at the fishing village. And number 21 is a picture of her sitting down, and with the boats in the background, they're a little out of focus because I was wanting to take a picture of Mommy, but you can see how pretty it is from that area with the beautiful junks with their sails in the background. This is an old Chinese walled village. Then this walled village was supposedly built about 600 or 900 years ago. They built this wall to protect themselves, the people who lived inside, and there's still some old people who live in and take care of this village. And here is a picture from the inside showing that these are made out of bricks, and apparently they're 600 years old at least, and they're still standing up. I'm sure they've redone them a little bit and taken good care of them all these years. Then picture number 29 is a picture taken looking over towards Red China. And this is also part of the tour. And way in the background where those hills are is Red China. In the foreground, I guess those are some kind of rice paddies, and I don't know what else they grow in those big little lake-like things. The next picture is a picture that shows some of the people on the tour, and shows Mommy in the middle of them just looking over the ledge towards Red China. And then picture number 28 is just another picture looking out over the rice paddies, and this is actually looking back towards Kowloon, and this area is called the New Territories. This is part of Hong Kong and is referred to as the New Territories. Here's another picture showing some of these big rice paddies. And the next picture, number 30, is taken with my telephoto lens and shows the houses that are on stilts built right on these little lakes. And in the background, you can see a little river going right across the middle of the screen, and that is the actual border between Red China and Hong Kong. And probably when it's projected, you'll be able to see a little fence that runs along there. You notice the hills in the background. You can just barely make out a couple of little white buildings, especially on the right, right at the base of those foothills. And I think it's the next picture. No, not this one, but later on you'll see a close-up picture of that taken with my telephoto lens. Here's another pretty picture of the little lakes that you could see right from the same area. And picture number 32 is the one that is this taken with my 2x extender on my telephoto lens that shows a pretty good close-up. And those big tall buildings you can see are observation towers where the Red Chinese are looking over the border to make sure nobody sneaks over the border into Hong Kong from Red China. Picture number 33 is of just a one little Chinese kid that came up to with his family just to overlook the Red Chinese border too, and they were just on a trip sightseeing just like we were. And picture number 35 are of three older people, an older man and two ladies who pose for pictures for money. And I took this from far away with my telephoto, just sort of sneaking up on them to try to catch them without me seeing them. And the next picture is a close-up picture, and it's too bad they're moving because they're a little blurred, but you can see them rushing up to get their money from the people who just took their picture. Oh, the other two pictures I just put at the end because they were not too good. I had my camera set on the wrong speed, so that I took a flash of the inside of a little temple inside that walled city. And they're sort of pretty, and I didn't want to throw them away, but the other one is much of the same thing, and I just had it set wrong, but it still is a pretty picture, at least half of it. So that's the end of those slides, and we'll see. Maybe this evening I'll get some more slides back, and I'll be able to finish them all and send them all off to you. Well, hi again, everybody. It's now about 3 days after I started the first group of slides, and would you believe today I finally got the other box of slides back. So I'll just start right off with slide number one. This is box number four. And the first slide here is taking my telephoto lens. I'm not looking at the other box. I forget where we were, but I think we were one of those fishing villages just below the place where we stopped to have a snack in the New Territories. And it shows the inside of the sandpans where all these people live. You can see a lot of clothes hanging up and a lot of kids playing. And as I said before, these are the people's homes. This is where they spend all their lives. The next slide, number two, is of the exact same thing. Is also a slide of the same area. I just took two because I wasn't sure the first one would come out. Then moving to slide number three, this is taken from the place that we stopped for a snack, and it's overlooking the fishing village where I took those previous pictures. I think you can see it way in the background. This was about 4:30 in the afternoon. You can see the fog hanging over the mountains, and all these people were sitting out, a lot of British people and a lot of Chinese, just eating a late afternoon snack and having some tea. Slide number four is one of the best slides I think I've ever taken. In fact, second only to the next slide after this. And this shows, remember Ruth, this was the day before we left, the evening before, and we were standing over on the Kowloon side taking a picture of Hong Kong from the window of the Star Ferry building. And I think this is just absolutely beautiful. But the next one is even nicer. That's slide number five, and this is from the same area at the same time. And the beautiful reflections on the water are just fantastic. You can see that thing looks like a Christmas tree on the right, just at the base of the hills, and that's one of the destroyers, that the U.S. destroyers, United States destroyers, are sitting out in the harbor that they put all those lights on just for decorations and so the other boats can see them at night. Then slide number six, it was taken on the Kowloon side the next morning, and just shows the train station and some of the double-decker buses with the people waiting to get on them, and also a man in a rickshaw in the front. Now slide number seven was taken, I think I took some other pictures of the same ship being unloaded, and this is just some pictures showing the junk sitting right down by the big steamship unloading it. And slide number eight shows exactly the same thing, just from a little different view. Then slide number nine was taken from this shopping area looking out over the harbor. As you can see Hong Kong in the distance. The interesting thing are these, just to the right of the ferry, you can see a sampan pulling about four little junks behind it, and just to the left you can see two sailboats on top of another sampan. And it's the boat you see in the foreground is the big ship that you could see on the other pictures. Well, that's the end of all the slides from that trip, and as you can see, we really had a fantastic time. And Gary and Jeff, I wish you could have been with us, but from the slides that we saw today, you can tell that we really had a great time on our trip, and we're going to have just as good a time, even better time, when we go to Hawaii. That is, if you boys are good. So I want you to try real hard to be the best kind of boys you know how. And the other thing I want you to do is be sure and give your nanny a great big kiss for me, because I miss her very much and was very, very worried about her, and I'm glad to hear that she's feeling much better now. So when you see her, you give her, each one of you, a nice big hug and a big kiss, and be sure and tell her that it's from Daddy, so she'll know. Over the past 3 days, I've been spending a lot of time making some tapes of music, and just today I made some tapes of some classical music that I think you boys would like very much, and I really am excited about coming home and playing them on my new tape recorder. And I want you boys to promise me very, very much that you will not play with any of the things that I bought in Hong Kong until I get home and show you exactly how they work, because if you break them, then we won't be able to listen to any tapes or any records, and it would spoil all our fun. So I want you boys, as I said, to be very careful with all these things that Mommy and Daddy bought in Hong Kong. And Ruthie, by the way, you know, I looked at the picture of the china that you sent me, and I checked with the catalog that I have, and that set, I think it's the set that is in the catalog, it looks like it, from the pattern, is $50.50 through Paysex. So I am sure that the china that we bought is a more expensive line. You know, they had cheaper china there, even in 96-piece sets. And of course, it may be that Paysex is cheaper than there, than in Hong Kong, I don't know. And I bet you if you check the stoneware, that it'll be about the same thing, that it must be a cheaper brand, because the import duties are almost something like 40% on that stuff, and I can't see how they could sell it that cheap. Let me know what you think of the slides, and also let me know what you think about the trip. Goodbye.